I wanted to talk a little bit about the election, voting. I am incredibly proud of the system in the state of Louisiana. I don't know about you, but it seems as though early voting in this state went without a hitch. I'm sure there were some little nuance issues that they get resolved. Having worked within that system and a number of the players that are still involved in this system, they're a credit to what we do. Louisiana has not been the subject of contempt or criticism as it relates to our election laws and the manner in which we conduct our elections. I think we had record turnouts in early voting. And I just want to congratulate the Secretary of State, the respective clerk of courts, and obviously the Registrar of Voters Office, all of whom participated in this endeavor of early voting in the state of Louisiana. I voted the other day at the Yenny building and got to see a lot of police officers that I used to work with. They had a lot of security on hand. They were prepared for any kind of issue that was going to possibly crop up there. Didn't hear of any, which is a good thing. I talked to a couple of them. It seems as though everything went without a hitch. It should be commended. And along those lines, it was interesting, you know, when we go back a couple of years back to Georgia, everyone talked about that the reformation of the election laws in Georgia were going to be a problem. In fact, our sitting president, Joe Biden, described it as Jim Crow on steroids. Others talked about how this was all about voter suppression. They even lost an all-star game. Major League Baseball succumbed to what ridiculous pressure there was out there or perceived pressure out there and pulled the game. Interestingly, they have announced that their return to Atlanta in 2025. I guess that's their way of saying they were wrong. Maybe they ought to give them two all-star games, right, to really show that they mean what they say when they were wrong. And it was good to hear, because what has happened is the record number of people voting in Georgia without a problem. It's amazing how that works. When your voter rolls are sacrosanct, your policies and procedures are in place, you actually enforce them, you make sure that people are who they say they are, things tend to go without a hitch. And, you know, in a survey that was conducted after the 2022 election, it revealed that no one had a bad experience voting. And when it came to black voters, there were zero complaints. It's amazing how that works. When the rules are actually enforced, the rules are fair, so that you have an election system that's sacrosanct, as much as it can be, because you have human intervention. But the fact of the matter is, it proved itself. And even Donald Trump tried to influence and actually supported folks that put into place, that conducted the election and then put into place some of the reformation, supported other candidates to try and defeat him. And what happened? Georgia voters said, take a walk. It's not going to happen. This is what we want. This is how it needs to happen. We've identified problems and we've remediated it. So even from a bipartisan perspective, there were people that were unhappy with it all, which is probably good. But the fact of the matter is, people are voting. People are voting and they're not feeling any pressure from anyone or anything else. They removed the possibility of a lot of influences that were totally unnecessary. And people just want to mind their own business, go stand in line, and go vote. Right? And the country will be better for it. So I was encouraged this morning to learn that the Supreme Court allows Virginia to remove non-citizens from voter rolls before the election. Now keep in mind, this is incredible to me. These folks, roughly 1,600 of them at the present time, were non-citizens. Okay? They self-admitted that they were not a citizen. Nobody went out and conducted an investigation to see whether or not they were or they weren't. There was no systematic investigation of this. They admitted on their application that they were not a citizen. Federal government quickly steps in and files an action for a TRO that was issued by the district court. It was embraced by the appellate court. They take it to the Supreme Court. And, of course, on a 6-3 vote, the three Democrats saying, oh, no, we shouldn't do this. The state law says that there's a 90-day quiet period. But what the state law says of eligible voters, they self-admitted that they're not eligible. So the ridiculous outcome would be, no, they have to stay on the voter rolls, right? You know that they're not eligible. So they appear at a precinct to vote. What is one to do? Well, obviously, the right thing to do is you can't vote. Right? But there were those that wanted to create this conflict so that it could possibly go on and we could challenge something in Virginia. Because Virginia is all over the map right now as to whether or not it's going to go Republican, Democrat, or otherwise. Who knows? But who, it doesn't really matter. I mean, when someone says in their application and answers the question that makes them ineligible, how in the world could a competent court say, oh, no, you can't take the remedial action when they self-admit that they actually shouldn't have even put the application in? I mean, when you think about this, this gets to the point of being crazy. Then we get to Nevada. And I know a lot of folks don't pay attention to any of this, but we probably should. In Nevada, they mail a ballot to everyone that is a registered voter. To everyone, whether you asked for it or not. You can still go vote in person, and then they work out the conflicts, I guess, after the fact. But everyone gets a ballot. And it was interesting that in the 2020 election, just in Clark County, where Las Vegas is, there were 92,000 ballots that were sent to the wrong address. 92,000. So 92,000 folks that received these ballots that were not the person that it was addressed to could have voted. No one knows. And in fact, upon further review, after a lawsuit was threatened by an organization, they discovered that a whole lot of voters were registered at casinos, vacant lots, gas stations, strip clubs, business parks, and at your local McDonald's and fast food joints. So ultimately, as a result of the threat of the suit, Las Vegas election officials moved commercial addresses from the rolls, right? You have to be a resident. You can't live at a McDonald's, right? But there's still other counties in Nevada that have not complied. The lawsuit was against Clark County. This continues to be a problem. In fact, after the 2022 midterm elections, Nevada Secretary of State admitted that 95,556 ballots were sent to undeliverable or bad addresses. Where did these ballots go? Were these ballots sent in? Were these ballots counted? Even folks that have embrace voting by mail, several states, Colorado, Washington State, Oregon, and others. Those election officials in those states themselves readily admit that if the voter rolls are not sacrosanct, that you're not always conducting audits, several times a year on voter rolls, how that data comes in, whether or not it's valid, whether or not it's a valid address, and you try to validate these things, mail-in ballots can be very, very dangerous. And in fact, in all of those states that expanded the use of mail-in voting, they all went through an audit process to clean up their voter rolls. And what they found in that process is a database that was replete with problems. And in fact, one of the states had to delay doing so because that database was corrupted to the extent that it was going to take a lot longer time to clean it up. What do you call that? It's called due diligence. It's called common sense. When you care about the sanctity of the election process, these are the things that you do. It's interesting that we would have elected officials that would be contrary to this notion, contrary to due diligence. In fact, in Nevada, the court just ruled the other day, the state law says that mail-in ballots have to be postmarked by the day of the election. That's what the state law reads. Interestingly, they've said that the election secretary of state there says that they want to be able to count unmarked mail-in ballots until Friday after the election. The election's on Tuesday. If they receive it on Friday and there's not a postmark, or on Wednesday or Thursday, they want to still be able to count the ballot. It's interesting, DOJ's not in Nevada contesting this like they did in Virginia, right? Of course, Nevada is run by Democrats in large measure. And the large cities there are run by Democrats. And it's, you know, it's further interesting that no one did the due diligence to check with the postmaster there, because there's a process now in post offices. They don't postmark every piece of mail. So your state law is out of date. And now you want to take the remedial measures on the eve of an election, when you've not done your due diligence, and you want to erode the confidence in the election process because you just automatically mail out these ballots to folks, not knowing that the intended individual or who it's addressed to is actually the person handling the piece of mail. And you want to further complicate this system by saying, well, we weren't aware that they don't postmark, and the post office may not have the capacity to clear every piece of mail by a postmark. So we need to make the accommodation as it relates to that issue right now here on the eve. And most interesting about all of this is that the recent experience is that they, over the last 4 years, have consistently sent out ballots to people at wrong addresses, addresses that don't exist, addresses of commercial property, and the list goes on and on and on and on. And we wonder why we have no confidence in our election system. And for these reasons, it's why I'm so very excited that Louisiana seems to have it together as it relates to election processes. And I thank all of those involved for saying. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.